Check us out online at 1037thebuzz.com and throw us a follow on Twitter for instant reaction at JustinAcree7 and PatBradley22. Now, back to Justin Acree and Pat Bradley.
Welcome back in the zone. Landers, Chrysler, Dodge, Abraham, Kevin Wilson. I guess we're just not going to get him on. We'll just have to do all the work on our own. You know what? Let me tell you what I can say about Landers, Chrysler, Dodge, Abraham. If you come here, you will get the best price on the vehicle you want. You will get more for your trade than anybody else will give you. You will get spectacular service after the sale. And if you're looking for something outside the Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram family, they have an amazing selection, 400 pre-owned vehicles on the lot here at exit 121 Alcoa Road, Benton, Arkansas, right across from a bunch of great places to eat, including our friends at Moe's Southwest Grill, providing me a very healthy option as a close-talker salad with all the goodness that I need and none of the badness that I need right now during this difficult diet that I'm on. But it is a great location. It is a great selection. It is great service. And these are great people. All right, Big Mo is going to answer our question. We were talking about female ownership in the NBA. Big Mo, what do you got for me?
Not too much. I heard that the owner of the Sacramento Kings is a female, but I'm not sure on it.
The Sacramento Queens, you mean?
Yep.
Actually, Shaquille O'Neal is one of the owners of that. They got a big group there. Someone surprised me.
The new owner is... I want to say he's of...
well, they have
he's
an Indian.
Like he's Indian, I think.
That's
like
right.
The first Indian owner.
That's right. He's awesome.
But he's not female.
Yeah, I heard like
no,
the main one was a female or something, but I'm not...
But they have an ownership group. They have a big ownership group. He's not the only person, I think, because...
I'm sure somewhere along the line.
But Shaquille bought into that, right? Doesn't Shaquille have a piece of it?
Yes, he does.
Which
Cole
is weird.
Coach.
Yes. Anyway, thank you for the call. I appreciate that.
Any of it.
Thanks, bud.
Thanks, man.
Yeah,
I saw a feature on that guy. He's an interesting character. And... very competitive, very well liked. He's done a great job.
He's interested in it.
Well, that team was on its way out the door. I mean, they were leaving Sacramento if he didn't do something drastic. Here we go. Leslie Alexander. Again, I'll assume it's a dude now. I guess first thing when I see Leslie, I think a girl. I don't know why. Anyway.
Just like Leslie Nielsen.
Right, exactly. My brother-in-law's middle name is Leslie.
John Wayne's real name was Marion.
Yeah, that's right.
So it wasn't Cobra. Marion Cabretti.
The league's bylaws do not allow the owners to get rid of Sterling. It says that's actually incorrect. But Rockets owner Leslie Alexander is disgusted and wants to take a drastic measure. I thought that there's got to be a way to disrupt him from owning the team. And there is, as I just pointed out. I gave him the sword to deal with this. I said, let the players become free agents. Leslie wants to make it so every player on the Clippers is a free agent next season. Good luck with that. Mark Cuban has been a little more, and this is a guy that's very outspoken, very independent thinking. He's had his issues with the league. He's been fined many times. Mm-hmm. But he's actually not in favor, at least not 100%, of just booting Sterling out. Again, he's got to think as a businessman and owner. He's also got to think of somebody who is trying to do the morally correct thing as well. He's in a tough position, much like the other owners. Because, again, Silver's going to say what he says at 1 o'clock. They're going to have their sanctions or whatever they're going to do. But the ownership has as much or more power than the commissioner does in many cases, including this one, I would say. Let's hear from Mark Cuban about the Sterling situation, the Donald Sterling situation.
In terms of should we kick him out, you know, and go outside of the Constitution, should we start taking steps to really condemn people for what they say in the privacy of their own home that just happens to be recorded? That's a slippery slope I don't want to get on.
That's the part. That's the thing. And, if he said it from a podium at a press conference, that'd be one thing. This is a tough deal, for sure.
Well, it is. And when it's one of your peers, NBA ownership, it's a very small, very, very small
group. It's an elite group. My favorite comments that have come from Mark Jackson, who was a coach on an opposing team who was actually playing the Clippers in the NBA playoffs. Here is Mark Jackson talking about coaching for the Clippers if he were Doc.
Could you coach for Donald Sterling if you were Doc Rivers?
No, I could not. We'd have to have some dialogue.
Knowing you, that'd be interesting. But if you're Doc Rivers moving on, put yourself in his position now for next season. If Donald Sterling's the owner of the Clippers, would you be the head coach of the Clippers?
I cannot be the head coach of the Clippers.
That is Mark Jackson, and it's easy to say when you're not the guy and you don't have a $7 million check coming. It's easy to say, well, I washed my hands of this opportunity. I'll look for something else. It's not like, you know, NBA coaching jobs don't grow on trees. The other part of the Mark Jackson thing is he's calling for a fan boycott in L.A.
Awesome.
When his team comes to town. You know what? You should really show that guy. Nobody show up for the game. We should have an empty arena for this game. That wouldn't benefit his team, would it? Oh, it would?
That's awesome. One thing about Doc Rivers, you know, Mark Jackson, everyone not being in his position. Doc Rivers is in one of the most unique positions because he's a leader. Okay, he's got 15 players that are looking to him for leadership. So he can't just—he's got to really think about how he wants to approach this. Is this a teaching moment? Is he able to actually take what his thought? That's why Doc Rivers hasn't come out yet and made a definite statement. He understands how difficult a position he's in.
I am sorry we are up against the top of the hour. Mark in Whitehall, Ronnie in Whitehall. Hang on, we'll get to you first thing out of the break. Stay tuned from Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
You've got to pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small